Beautiful day. Off to London, are you, you and the little dog? He chirruped at Teasel, who was sniffing the turnips of his uniform trousers. She gave a perfunctory wag of her perfunctory tail. Good afternoon, Mr. Lobcott. No, I'm meeting the down train. My neighbour, Nick Gresham, has been in town. Lobcott glanced at the station clock. 5 minutes to wait. She's on time, seemingly. Ah, they'll be shutting us down any day now, and you'll have to go to Bodmin Parkway to catch a train. At least till they close that one, too.
Well, it is a bit closer to Port Mabin, but the train journey takes longer, and the fare's more. Besides, my niece works in Launceston. When I brought Nick to catch his train to London, I met her for lunch.
That'd be Detective Sergeant Pencarrow, I expect.
That's right. Having spent her working life travelling the world, Eleanor was often amazed at how country people seemed to know everything about everyone. She didn't even live in Launceston. But then the papers had made hay with that nasty business. Better not to think about it. She still shuddered at the memory of the dreadful photo that had seemed to show dear Megan arresting her. At least that one had been printed only in the sketch, not the North Cornwall Times. She nodded to the chatty porter and took Teasel for a stroll down the platform. It was indeed a glorious June day. A slight breeze herded puffs of cloud across the sky, like a border collie with a flock of sheep. She would have liked to break into a few of her Aikido exercises, not having had time to practice today, though she had walked Teasel. How Lobcott would have stared! As they turned at the end of the platform to head back towards the ticket office and waiting room, a whistle tooted in the distance. The train slid round the curve, pulled by a sleek diesel engine with far less noise, smell and dirt than steam, though none of the charm. "Nick's coming home," she said to the dog, who looked up at her expectantly with a vigorous wag. Teasel approved of Nick, a reliable source of scraps of batter from fried fish and other interesting tidbits. "I wonder how he's fared. The trouble with recommending one friend to another is that if it doesn't work out, one feels ridiculously guilty." Quite a few people descended from the train, though nowhere near the crowds that would arrive later in the tourist season, after schools broke up. Eleanor spotted Nick's tall, lean figure as he waved to her and jumped down from the rear carriage, his long ponytail swinging. For once, his clothes appeared to be free of smears and splotches of paint. In fact, he looked quite smart in his tan slacks and blue shirt, even though he wasn't wearing a tie. Eleanor wasn't sure he possessed one. He carried his rucksack by the strap in one hand. He must have put his picture carrier in the luggage van under the care of the guard, rather than try to cram it into the rack. But he came to meet her, rather than turn back to retrieve it. Eleanor frowned. Nick was an even-tempered chap, surely not the sort to do anything drastic, like destroy his best work because the gallery had turned him down. Besides, as he approached, she saw he was grinning. He dropped the rucksack and picked her up in a hug. She yelped, and so did Teasel, as the lead tightened. "Sorry, girl!" He put Eleanor down and stooped to ruffle Teasel's little white head. "I see Mrs. Stearns gave you my message about the train. Thanks for coming. I tried to ring you from Paddington, but you were always out, you gadabout." "Probably walking Teasel. The weather's been so lovely, almost too warm for exercise in the afternoon, so we've been walking in the mornings. Nick, where are your pictures? What—"
"I didn't want Mrs. Stearns to know before you did. Your friend, Mr. Hilarion, kept both of them. He's going to hang them, and if they sell reasonably quickly, he'll take a couple more. And if they sell reasonably quickly, he'll give me a show."
"Nick!"
"At least a shared one. He sent his kindest regards. What did you do for him, Eleanor, that he should be so grateful?"
"Heavens, I can't remember. It was in the Sudan we met. Or was it in South Africa? Anyway, he wouldn't have taken your paintings just for the sake of that old story. He's far too canny a businessman."
While they talked, they had walked through the ticket barrier, Eleanor giving the ticket collector a smile in lieu of a platform ticket. The machine had been broken since before her return to Cornwall, and no one wanted to be bothered collecting tuppences, though he did take Nick's return stub. "Hilarion!